This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Basthula with the news. The headlines first. People of Tarai Madhe is marking the festival of colors Holi today. Low visibility disrupts domestic and international flights at Tribhuvan International Airport. Preparations for climbing Mount Everest intensified with the onset of spring season. A team of 10 icefall doctors heads towards base camp to fix the safe route for mountaineers. And Russian President Vladimir Putin sets out conditions for Ukraine ceasefire. Now the news in detail. Holi, the festival of colors, is being observed in the Tarai region today. Also called Fagu Purnima, people celebrate this festival by smearing colorful powders and throwing colored water at each other while dancing and singing. Since age-old times, the Holi festival has been observed as a celebration of the victory of truth over falsehood. People of all ages participate in one of the major festivals in Nepal. On the occasion, the government has granted a public holiday today in the districts in the Tarai region. Meanwhile, the Holi Festival of Colors has been observed with much fanfare in the hilly parts of Nepal yesterday, including in the Kathmandu Valley. On the other hand, Nepal police apprehended 55 individuals from the Kathmandu Valley yesterday on charge of unruly activities during the Holi celebrations. Likewise, police impounded 253 vehicles from different sites in the districts of Kathmandu, Lalitpur and Bhaktapur. While of them, 49 drivers and motorcyclists were held on charge of drunk driving and 8 others on other charges of narcotics. Flights were disrupted across the country yesterday due to low visibility following adverse weather conditions. An airplane belonging to Air Arabia overshot during landing at Tribhuvan International Airport TIA in Kathmandu yesterday afternoon. TIA spokesperson Rinjit Sherpa said the aircraft, which was about to land at TIA, suddenly overshot due to missed approach following wind shear. Similarly, a Kathmandu-bound aircraft of Air India from New Delhi was put on hold in the air at Simara due to adverse weather, and it landed at TIA later. Likewise, a flight of Thai Airways was also on hold during the flight for some time. On Wednesday, an aircraft of Nepal Airlines coming from Narita of Japan, an aircraft of Qatar Airways and Air India fly from New Delhi, a plane of Batik Air from Kuala Lumpur of Malaysia and a flight Dubai had to hold in the sky due to low visibility. Not only international flights, Buddha Air flight from Dhangadi and Yeti Airlines aircraft from Pokhara were held in the sky. With the onset of spring season, preparations have started for mountaineering expeditions to Sagarmatha, Mount Everest. According to Sagarmatha Pollution Control Committee, a team of 10 icefall doctors have headed towards the base camp to fix out a safe route for mountaineers coming to scale the world's tallest peak. It is expected to take around 20 days to open the route up to the second base camp. The climbing permit for professional expedition team will be allowed to set out on the journey only after the completion of the fixing of the route from the base camp to the upper point. All the required works are said to have been carried out for the convenience of the climbers. The current account remained at a surplus of 166.80 billion rupees in the review period. Nepal Rashtra Bank stated in its current macroeconomic and financial situation of Nepal based on a report of 7 months data ending mid-February 2024-25, in the US dollar terms, the current account registered a surplus of 1.24 billion rupees in the review period against a surplus of 1.22 billion rupees in the same period last year. In the review period, net capital transfer amounted to 5.83 billion rupees. Similarly, in the review period, 7.45 billion rupees foreign direct investment equity only was received. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arju Rana Deoba has reached New Delhi, the capital of India, yesterday afternoon on a visit. According to her secretariat, the foreign minister reached New Delhi following her prayers and worships at Baba Baidyanath Dham in Jharkhand of India. During her visit, Minister Dr. Rana is scheduled to participate in the Raisina Dialogue organized from the 17th to the 19th of March by the Ministry of External Affairs of India. Additionally, she will address separate sessions titled Status and Problems of Climate Change and What the South Wants on behalf of Nepal, apart from addressing the Digital Public Infrastructure Conclave. Moreover, Minister Rana is also scheduled to hold bilateral meetings with her Indian counterpart Dr. S. Jaishankar and counterparts from other friendly countries. Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens Nawal Kishore Sahasudi has said that Nepal is committed to protecting women's rights and ensuring their empowerment. Currently in New York leading a Nepali delegation to the 69th United Nations Commission on the Status of Women, Minister Sudhi committed to a ministerial roundtable held at the United Nations headquarters on Wednesday. He stated that Nepal is fully committed to providing opportunities to women at all levels of the state and eliminating violence against them. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said he agrees with the idea of a ceasefire in Ukraine, but that questions remain about the nature of a truce as he set out several tough conditions. According to the BBC, the Russian president was responding to a plan for a 30-day ceasefire, which Ukraine agreed to earlier this week after talks with the US. Meanwhile, the US placed further sanctions on Russian oil, gas and banking sectors. Speaking at a news conference in Moscow on Thursday, Putin said of the ceasefire proposal that the idea is right and Russia supports it, but some questions need to be discussed. The Russian president further said that a ceasefire should lead to an enduring peace and remove the root causes of the crisis, saying that he may be having a call with the American President Donald Trump. He added that he needs to negotiate with the American colleagues and partners. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. With the partial influence of westerly winds and local winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Sudarpashchim province, along with the hilly region of the country, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in rest of the country today. Light rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. People of Tarai Madhes marking the festival of colors Holi today. Low visibility disrupts domestic and international flights at Tribhuvan International Airport. Preparations for climbing Mount Everest intensified with the onset of spring season. A team of 10 icefall doctors head towards base camp to fix the safe route for mountaineers. And Russian President Vladimir Putin sets out conditions for Ukraine ceasefire. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.